You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. The Sensex has lost a little steam after hitting a record, but Nifty has closed at an all-time high. These will be among the headlines that we will be following as we take a leisurely walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
First up, the big numbers. The Sensex was down 26.09 points, or 0.07%, to close at 37,665.8, while Nifty was up 2.4 points, or 0.02%, up at 11,389.5. After days of positive moves, investors on Tuesday took a breather and ended around flat lines. The Sensex managed to end below 37,700. Meanwhile, Nifty also slipped off its opening highs but did manage to end at an all-time closing high. The drag on indices was largely led by banks, which witnessed a profit booking after it saw a big rally on Monday. So even better than expected results from an index heavyweight such as Punjab National Bank could not salvage the banks from falling on Tuesday. Along with it, there was weakness among other sectors such as FMCG, energy and infrastructure. Among broader markets, the Nifty Midcap Index managed to end the day over 0.25% higher. Jayant Manglik, president of Religare Broking, said in a statement to Money Control, and I quote, "Equity benchmark indices traded in a narrow range amidst intraday volatility. The Nifty index ended flattish. The broader market indices performance was largely in line with the benchmark, with BSE Midcap and BSE Smallcap ending with minor losses of about 0.2% each." Unquote. A quick look at the numbers then. The Sensex was down 26.09 points, or 0.07%, at 37,665.8, while Nifty was up 2.4 points, or 0.02%, at 11,389.5. The market breadth was narrow, as 1,243 shares advanced against a decline of 1,448 shares, while 163 shares were unchanged. Tata Steel, Asian Paints and Titan Company gained the most, while Adani Ports and Coal India were among the top losers in trade today. A quick look at the stocks that made all the news. Punjab National Bank reported a lower than expected net loss of 940 crore rupees for the quarter ended June. The loss was contained on the back of healthy interest income and fall in bad loans. This is the scam hit lender's second consecutive loss, as for the quarter ended March 2018. It had posted a massive loss of 13,417 crore rupees. The stock slipped 8% to close at 82.95 rupees. Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone slipped 6% as the company's June quarter net profit fell 9.1% to 697.4 crore rupees. Revenue declined 12.2% to 2,411 crore rupees versus 2,745.1 crore rupees. The other group company, Adani Power, fell 10% as investors turned cautious of its financials on the back of poor quarter one results. Meanwhile, Adani Transmission Quarter 1 has doubled its profit in the quarter ended June 2018. The stock closed 2.6% higher at 175.65 rupees. Shares of Intellect Design Arena added 14.6% as the company signed a multi-million dollar deal with an Asian bank. The company has signed a significant multi-million dollar deal with a leading bank in Asian markets with a strong foothold in Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand and China to implement the world's first integrated trade finance and supply chain finance, that is SCF, platform. Shares of pharmaceutical giant Merck rose 17% as the company posted a 140% jump in its June quarter net profit at 48.3 crore rupees on the back of robust operating income. And finally, auto components manufacturer Motherson Sumi Systems has reported a healthy 57% year-on-year growth in consolidated profit to 482 crore rupees, driven by growth across segments. The stock closed 3% lower. And finally, a quick look at markets. From abroad, majority of Asian stocks rose as investors looked to shrug off concerns of trade war between the US and China. Japan's Nikkei 225 added 0.69%, or 155.42 points, to close at 22,662.74. Meanwhile, European markets have been trading higher as traders digested a fresh set of corporate earnings that are being reported for the June quarter and also monitoring the simmering global trade tensions. The pan-European Stock 600 edged up around 0.3% during early morning deals, with most sectors and major bursars in positive territory. And finally, what can we look forward to? We let Jayant Manglik have the last word. Jayant Manglik, of course, of Religare, expects some consolidation as well. He went on to say, and I quote, "With headline index trading at record highs, some consolidation cannot be ruled out. We expect stock-specific volatility to continue with more corporate earnings scheduled in the next 1 to 2 weeks." Unquote. Well, hopefully that was a quick wrap of all that you needed to know about the activities on Dalal Street. We will, of course, see you first thing in the morning with a morning walk down Dalal Street and some stocks for you to pick. Until then, thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.